Chicago State University Board of Trustees will reconvene into open session. I think our board attorney has some items to present.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have two items, the approval of two negotiated collective bargaining agreements, 4400 entered into between the university and the patrolmen for the Chicago State University Police Department, and collective bargaining agreement number 297 entered into between the university and the sergeants and lieutenants of the Chicago State University Police Department. We're asking that those be approved by the Board of Trustees.
I move that we approve the two collective bargaining agreements.
I second the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Lake?
Aye.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zolar?
Yes.
Trustee Carden?
Yes.
Trustee Reyna?
Yes.
Next, I believe we have items.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Trustees, there are two additional items, resolutions that need to be approved. The first one seeks approval of the executive session minutes from June 28, 2013, and September 20th, 2013. There are two parts to this motion. One, approval of the minutes themselves, and secondly, it is my recommendation to the trustees that those remain closed at this particular time.
I move that we approve the minutes from those two board meetings and that those minutes remain closed.
Thank you.
I second the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Leak?
Aye.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zolar?
Yes.
Trustee Carden?
Yes.
Trustee Reyna?
Yes.
The next item, Mr. Chairman, is a resolution. This is the second and final reading of the resolution to increase the funding for the athletic department on an annual basis, the authority of the president to recommend an increase from up to 5% of the approved budget per annum. It currently reads 1.5% would be the cap. That's no longer feasible in view of our responsibilities associated with the WAC, joining the WAC conference. This gives the president each year to recommend for the board to approve up to 5% of the budget.
And this is the second reading.
This is the second reading, so it's initially been considered and discussed and approved, and it requires two readings as the second reading.
Does it require a vote at this time?
Yes, it does.
So move.
I second the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Leak?
Aye.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zolar?
Yes.
Trustee Carden?
Yes.
Trustee Reyna?
Yes.
Thank you. Finally, Mr. Chairman, the last item on the for approval is an amendment to the bylaws. This sets up a procedure, amends the procedure for the election of officers. It changes the time period for the election of the chairman and the vice chair to occur in the first quarter of the year. And secondly, it provides for an initial 2-year term for the president and vice chair, and then on vote by the board, the additional 2 1-year extensions, if of course voted on by the trustees. That is the substance of the amendment that's before you to the bylaws.
Okay, and just so we're clear, we voted on this before, did we not?
Yes, so we have actually this resolution was approved by the board previously. At this point, we are simply amending the bylaws to incorporate that previously approved resolution.
Okay. I move that we approve the resolution.
I second the motion, Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Leak?
Aye.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zolar?
Yes.
Trustee Carden?
Yes.
Trustee Reyna?
Yes.
That completes my items.
Are there any comments from any of the trustees regarding any of these matters? Are there any comments or questions from the public that should come at this time before we do public comment? If that's the case, we will open up the floor for public comment. Comments should be limited to 2 minutes. Is there any public comment?
I'm Dan Schumacher, Director of Athletics. This is just very brief. Just to make all of you aware, when you're done with the Bear game, watching on Sunday, Chicago State plays DePaul University in men's basketball on national TV, and that's at 3:30, and it's on the Fox Sports Network. So just want to remind all of you, in case you're sitting around on Sunday around your fire, watching the snow come down, that the Cougars are on national TV.
Excellent.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
But the game is local. The game is local, so there's the option to actually attend the game.
Yes, it is. It's at the Allstate Arena. There's going to be plenty of seats available, I think.
All right.
And competition with the Bear game is kind of tough on a Sunday, but there'll be plenty of but it was only a 4-point game last year, so we anticipate going up there and winning.
All right.
Okay.
All
right.
So, I
love it.
My name is Gerald Shin. I'm a graduate student in history, Chicago State University. Came here as an undergrad in the fall of 2010. I believe the enrollment of the school at the end of the 2009-2010 year was 7,362. And I know that there have been a lot of, some of the reports that were given have numbers that are based on an increasing enrollment. And I know that enrollment management had a strategy on how we're going to stop the bleeding. But still, the fact of the matter is, since the 2009-2010 year, enrollment has gone from 7,362 to 5,701. That means 2 out of 9 students that were here in 2009-10 are gone, right? There is no school without us, right? We have to be here. Now, the excuses that are made are, they're so various. Right. First, it was the students that were dismissed at the end of the 2011 school year for non-academic performance. Of course, I got to ask how they managed to stay until 2011, but that still didn't answer why the 700 student drop. We went from 7,300 in 2010 to 6,800 in 2011, 6,100 in 2012, right? 5,701 today. What about the other 700? We had a meeting with some of the members of the administration in October, and they came up with the excuse on this one. I don't know why they think really simple research is not going to be done. I'm a historian. That's what we do. We look stuff up. And the excuse given by our new vice president of enrollment management, you need a scorecard to keep track of them. They change so often as the school continues to whittle away, was that there were some grad-level education programs that had to be gotten rid of. They weren't working well. And
time,
that was supposed to
minutes.
Explain a drop of 700 students. But we don't have 700 grad students in history, period. So even if they all left, that wouldn't have explained it, right?
Mr. Chin, your 2 minutes have expired.
So let's stop making excuses. Let's own up to the problem that we have. The school is dying. And if you're not going to blame the people at the top, who are you going to blame?
Hi, my name is Taran Williams, and I'm a business major here at Chicago State University. And I am going to talk to the board and our president about an issue that I encountered that I would like to actually make sure that we propose something to put in place that this particular issue doesn't happen to anyone else. And I learned that this issue has happened on an administrative level and a faculty level. So with my experiences, be it favorable or unfavorable, I learned that there are learning lessons in all of them. And so my approach to finding a resolve is not just to talk about the issue, but to also put some action to it and help us find a result to do something with it. And I like to use the acronym CARC, which represents the challenge. I had a challenge in working in one of the environments as a volunteer and student or intern and helping to identify some needed processes to help advance the area with my skills, talents, and abilities. Very excited to do that, and we'll do it again. The A represents the action that I took after developing something and showing it to others. I felt like it was the answer and key answer to some of the prayers of the things that were needed. Now, the results are still pending because, one, I wanted to bring it to the board, and two, I would love to talk to my president about the idea. I just want to make sure, after what I encountered, not that it was bad or unfavorable, but no administrator, faculty member, or student should fear bringing their ideas before administrators. And with you being the top executives, we want to make sure that when they do bring their ideas, no one, even in high places, are able to recreate or reinvent their ideas as their own and pass them on. And so since there is no process in place, perhaps maybe we need to consider creating one, because I have heard of the tension and environment, just not in the one that I've worked in, but in others where these things have happened. So I just want to make you aware of that, and I pray that someone do get back to me on that. Thank you.
Further comments?
Hello, my name is Brittany Bailey. I am currently the president of Student Government Association, which I have documentation to prove it, that I would like to give to you guys after my 2 minutes expire. But one thing that Gerald was talking about, and this just supports what he is saying, that we have a culture here at Chicago State that a lot of the students are afraid of the administration. They are afraid to step forward and say what they dislike and even give suggestions. Because if they are courageous enough to step up and question some of the administrative decisions, then they will either be expelled, suspended, or brought up on false judicial charges, which I am a victim of myself, for just wanting to peacefully question the actions of the administration. That needs to stop. We are Chicago State University. I love my university. We have some excellent professors. I learn a lot. But I should not be afraid to approach the people who are sitting at the table and even sitting on the third floor of the Cook Administration Building. I should not be afraid to come and tell them some of my issues, some of my concerns. This is why I'm here, to be able to articulate what it is that I need as a student, as well as other students on campus, because I am a student government member. And I am here to not only represent myself, but to represent the student body as a whole. Now, thank you guys for listening. If I can approach the board to give you guys some documentation that supports my notion of myself being the president of the Student Government Association.
Ms. Bailey, you can give it to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Damon Arnold. I am the assistant dean for the College of Health Sciences. Happen to be happy working with the interim dean, who is doing an excellent job, Dr. Roundtree. And some of you know my background, but I am a physician, and I was in the military for about 26 years. And the reason why I'm mentioning that is because the things I'm hearing, the reason why I came to CSU, and it's been a little bit over 2 years, is because of the leadership of Dr. Watson, what's been happening at this university, the reach into the community that's historic. I've never seen that happen before. People will ask me, why didn't you go to Northwestern? I was the former director for the Illinois Department of Public Health. There were seats open at U of I, Northwestern, University of Chicago. I chose to come here because I saw something that was happening here that was very unique throughout this city. And I was very pleasantly surprised by what I saw when I got here. There's a problem that we have in the community. I feel that the administration now is trying to move forward to try to answer this problem. And it's doing it in a big way. For the first time, I gave a presentation here as far as academic freedom, expression, bringing your ideas forward. I brought an idea, well, actually it was a combination of sitting down with a group. I never take credit for an idea, it's on my own. We were talking about safety and security in a campus. We came together, Chief Watson, a group of people, Sabrina, I mean, I could go down the list, the provost, and under President Watson's direction, put together a preparedness summit, which tied into STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Now we call it STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. And what that did was we brought a general, a three-star general here, a one-star general, video stream to other states, other schools throughout the country. And this is the first time a preparedness conference was ever given in the country to students. Why is it so important, preparedness? Why is it so important? Look at what's going on in the media, in the news, and then also reflect on what STEM, the basic ideas of STEM mean. This is the first time I've seen someone reverse the trend of an ideology in this country that as a minority, you cannot succeed.
Time.
Okay, and Albert Einstein also was the co-chair of the anti-lynching movement with Paul Robeson, which many scientists don't know. They don't really know the history. We need to start bringing that history back. I think President Watson is doing a phenomenal job and his faculty. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to get a chance to announce, everyone get a chance to check out, we have a newspaper coming, a student organization that I belong to. I'm also a member of the Student Government Association, a senator. We have a student newspaper coming up. It's called SDS News. It is a newspaper for the student body that comes from Students for a Democratic Society, which Dr. Watson, I know you're probably familiar with from Wright College. I don't know if you remember when you were over there. They had a chapter over there. So everyone, I invite administration. Oh, and the newspaper will be open for if anyone from administration to faculty to staff, students, anyone that would like to have any kind of, any comments or anything of that nature, you're all welcome. So I just want to announce that. It's called SDS News. It will be coming soon. The first issue was supposed to come out today, but that's been pushed back. So we're going to wait till after the break. And everyone is welcome to check us out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further comment? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Trustee Leak. Trustee Leak.
Aye.
Trustee Young.
Yes.
Trustee Zolar?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Raina?
Yes.
Wait, 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 wait.
Okay. Behind the bed, you can
Tell the provost to tell everybody.
Do you want to keep your book?
Let me know if I can do anything.
Actually, I'm going to draft something up for you, and I'll run up to the
Bye, guys.
Very good. Okay, thanks.
I will take your evaluation. Doug, take your evaluation.
You too.
All right, yeah, you send me off. All right, take care.
One of these Westside Bank there.
Mary can speak to that.
There we are. We get all the new bank accounts on place. They got me signed and signed.
Yeah, we are. I just don't know if it's a Westside. This is coming from Chet. I just don't know if it's a Westside Bank.
If it's not a Westside Bank, then are we going to...
We need a Westside Bank there. That's what I'm saying. We want our money in a Westside Bank. We, who are from the Westside or live on the Westside currently, want equal representation from the Westside.
Well, the money we're going to start spending on the Westside for the Westside campus.
Right.